All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Kirsten Show. I'm your host, Dr. Kirsten Lawrenson. And today I have a guest with me, Sophie Shepherd. She is a functional diagnostic nutritionist and also a neuro-linguistic programming coach, with how we met. And we're going to talk all about the thyroid today. Sophie, welcome.
It's so fun to be on your podcast.
I'm so excited to have you. Why don't you give us a little background bio of like how did you get to doing what you do? Why do you work with the thyroid? All that fun stuff, and then we'll jump in as far or as deep as you'd like to go. Feel free.
I'm an open book, and I feel like my story is very similar to so many people who have hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's. But yeah, I was diagnosed when I was 22, so I was actually really young to be diagnosed with that. And prior to that, I had because I know we're gonna talk a lot about emotions today and subconscious reprogramming. I had really no process for handling stress. Life just happened to me. I had no ability to handle any of it, or so I thought. And I had been diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, by the age of 16. So I'm in high school, like the girl that runs to the bathroom. Like that was my association of who I was. I was a girl who went to the bathroom. And then after college, I still struggling, ended up being, the girl with Hashimoto's, right? And it was like the girl, the anxious person. I always am an anxious person. I had all these like labels for who I was. And I was told by doctors, like, this is how it's always going to be for you. You're always going to have to take this medication for this. You're never going to get better. Just a lot of doomsday BS, that a lot of us get, especially as women, I think. And especially as a kid, I really had no way of knowing that there was something else besides all of this. And functional medicine was in its infancy. I mean, when I hired my functional medicine doctor, no one knew what that was. My parents thought I was crazy. They're like, "You're paying $3,000 for what? Like to learn how to eat? Like how is that going to help you?" And so yeah, I was really bad. It was really bad. There was a lot of emotional abuse and trauma from my ex at the time too, which is probably a big part of like why it manifested into an autoimmune disease. We can talk about that pattern a lot. It's really interesting. And yeah, like I was like brain fog, fatigue. I mean, when I say fatigue, like I would sleep 12 hours and I would not be able to get out of bed. I was running to the bathroom all the time. I was like depressed. I was even depressed to the point of attempting on my life a couple of times. I had anxiety. It was just bad. And yeah, I found someone who wasn't going to gaslight me. And I just kind of kept holding on to the fact that I was so young and it just didn't feel right that I felt like I was 80. And yeah, and so this guy just kind of changed my life from the functional side. He talked to me about gut health and nutrition and stress and birth control and helping me get off of all this different stuff that was really harming me. And I always say, like, 3 months later, I was quote unquote healed. But or and Many years later, I found out through the same training that Dr. K went through is that there's more to it than just like functional labs and eating carrots, and I had like all these I had all these patterns, it's all these beliefs and emotions and trauma that I hadn't dealt with that were continuing to like cause me to have more flares in these different kind of autoimmune and inflammatory things. So yeah, that's how I got into it. I realized I could help other people, and now I do. And yeah, help them feel empowered and feel better in their bodies.
It's funny. Well, it's not really funny, but like I think there is a very common journey that ends up happening of like, because it's the same thing for me, right? It's like I can only do so much on all of the lifestyle things, and I still had symptoms of endometriosis. I still had migraines. I still had things that I felt that had definitely made a lot of improvements on, for sure, from the functional side, but there's just usually more going on than just the lifestyle pieces.
I really, yeah, I think the brain is informing and the body is informing so many of those symptoms from like an emotional to the physical perspective versus what I thought it was, which was, oh, I have a physical symptom, I must need a supplement.
Yep. Exactly. So I'm like so excited for today. I'm like, okay, where do we start? Maybe let's, because I really want to dive into the patterns that you've been seeing as far as on the mental side, and then them also showing up in the labs, and that whole, just like, it's just so much fun to get to watch all the things correlate. It's like, it's one of my favorite things personally. But maybe let's start with just some basics as far as like, if someone, like, actually here, let's start here. If someone were to think like, maybe this might be a thyroid thing, what are some of the labs that we should be looking at that usually get bypassed? Let's start like with that basics of like, how do we get a better workup on our thyroid?
Yeah. Okay. Let me fuse this in with how you might be feeling
in order to
those labs, because because I think something that happens a lot is that we have the same symptoms as like a quote unquote diagnosis with thyroid disease, but we may not have the labs. It may not have manifested in the labs yet. So symptoms would be a lot of what I had. So brain fog, depression, fatigue, and weight gain, like uncontrollable weight gain, where like you haven't really changed much, but you've gained 20 or 30 pounds kind of all over your body. And then constipation would be another sign that the thyroid might be off. And then you might have weird stuff with your period, shorter or longer, or missed cycles, heavier cycles. So those are, oh, and hair loss. That's the other one. Hair loss is like a really scary one. Can be really scary if you don't know what's going on. So if you're having those, then the labs I would think about getting is a full thyroid panel. So a lot of doctors will run what's called thyroid stimulating hormone, TSH, or free T4, which are great starts, but they don't really tell us the full picture. So T3 is actually the active thyroid hormone. And if we can get a picture of what's happening with T3, we can actually see, am I converting my storage pool, which is T4, into something I can use, which is T3. Probably that makes sense. It's like a lot of the body's mechanisms is like, we store something and then we can use it if we have the right enzymatic reactions happening in our body. So that's helpful. And then the other part that's helpful is like, you know, when I was diagnosed, my doctor just said I had hypothyroidism, which is sluggish thyroid, which has a lot of those symptoms. Mm-hmm. But no one said to me, hey, you could also have an autoimmune disease. And oh, by the way, in 95% of cases, the autoimmune disease causes the hypothyroidism. And that's a really important piece to know if you are in have an active autoimmune disease going on in your body, because obviously to support that, there's a lot we can do for the immune system. And so you would look for TPO and TGAB antibodies for that to see, like, are they high? So that's one set. And then my favorite lab that has made like the most difference in people's symptoms has been the hair tissue mineral analysis. Has been like a game changer, and I could do like 7 podcasts about all the ratios and how they relate to emotional patterns and thyroid disease. It's really interesting. And we just know that in order for the thyroid to work properly, essentially, the reason that test is so helpful is our thyroid needs a lot of nutrients, like a lot of vitamins, a lot of minerals. It needs zinc. It needs vitamin C, potassium, so many, like I could almost all of them, right? Like in all the B's. And what I'm finding is that so many women that I work with are just so undernourished and their minerals are just depleted or really imbalanced. And so I love getting the full blood work and the HTMA at the beginning to see like, how can we really nourish this person back to health by just giving them like what the body really just needs, which is literally nutrition, right? And like, and that support. And so those are my two to start with. And then I would say like more advanced testing, if you do get antibodies back, looking maybe into like the organic acid and mycotoxins for mold, if you think there's exposure to mold, and or a GI map, which is a stool test to look for parasites and infections. The reason I do those secondary is because I am a really firm believer that if we don't have the foundations of emotional health and minerals and like nourishment, we're not going to detox anything. So, I think they're important, but I think they're secondary.
Yeah. I do agree with you on that, especially because like supporting the nervous system is essentially what we're talking about here, is like having that that foundational support. And I think that's really key there too, is it's not just about like a lot of the emotional stuff and the like subconscious work that we do, but it's also supporting the body from a nutrition standpoint and making sure we have those minerals and the vitamins and the minerals in order to like just at least support that system. We've got to start there.
Yeah, we have to. And I think what I see over and over again in the labs is like all the stress ratios and the nervous system ratios on the HTMA are messed up. I mean, people are like so depleted. And so it's like, okay, like let's get you stabilized. Let's get you feeling balanced and supported.
Right.
Because we know that like heavy detoxes, whether it's a heavy metal or mold or parasite, those are also major stressors to the central nervous system. Even though it's not great for us to hold on to those, it's like, I think there's just like a sequencing that's really important that I see since I've switched to this, way more success.
That is awesome. I love to hear that. And I think it's a really good perspective shift, especially when it comes to healing a lot of these chronic conditions, is that we want to get started on it so quickly because I definitely know I see this with my patients a lot, is like, we want to get to feeling better as quickly as possible. Right. Cause a lot of the times we've tried a lot of different things and we've been at this for a very long time. But when you actually work through it in a stage by stage process that is really getting to the root and then really taking in what, like supporting the body to be able to do the things, like you're going to have so much better of a outcome because you set the body up for success.
Exactly. That's totally my philosophy. And it was actually really hard for me to switch this because I was trained in like the functional labs and all that stuff first. And, it's been like a journey for me. I mean, you've been there. I've had so much integration anxiety of like, well, what if I'm wrong? And then, people aren't going to get better. And I finally just had enough evidence to realize that the old paradigm wasn't working and that this is the one that works.
Yes. Yes. You and I both have gone through that plenty. Like I found myself actually, one thing that what was happening is I found myself sort of segregating and separating out like the programs that had the like mental and emotional and the like physical support and then just the like functional medicine stuff. And I started realizing that like the results that people were getting were like so drastic that I just no longer wanted to just offer the functional medicine piece anymore because it just didn't make sense.
I totally agree. And also the types of results that they get with the combination approach beyond just the physical symptom resolving or getting better is like, I feel empowered to take up more space. I quit my job and got a better one. I got out of a toxic relationship. Like these things matter for our life, but and also for our health, because those are major mental and emotional stressors that deplete our mineral stores and cause cortisol releases, which we notice causes widespread inflammation. So just basically insert whatever symptom you have, right? When those things aren't working out in your favor and your overall holistic view of your life.
Right. It's that right there. Yep. That's it. Okay. So I know that you and I could probably have like a 3-hour long podcast. So let's like at least just get into some of the nitty gritty stuff. So some patterns that you typically see, if you want to tie it into like what you typically find on the labs too, like let's choose like maybe like 3 of the top, like really common patterns that you see, mental, emotional, pieces there.
Yeah. So for thyroid specifically, like hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's, which is the majority of people that I work with. So like the brain fog, the fatigue, the depression, all of that. What I see is it's usually someone who's type A, people pleasing, perfectionist, who is burned out or is burning out.
Yep.
And so typically when we go and we do the work of looking at their subconscious and like what are some of the beliefs that are there? The most common things I hear are like achievement equals love or safety or protection, which is for both of, I'm sure you've talked about this, for both of us, it's something we've had to probably work through. Right. And so even for me as someone who has been diagnosed with Hashimoto's before, I'm like, oh wow, that's really interesting. Like I was like, going to Catholic school and doing all crossing all my, you know, T's and dotting all my I's and like making sure I got my homework done and then making sure I got into a good college and then doing this and then doing that. And then like had to be the best and I had to be the best and I had it. And it's like, that is exhausting for the system.
Yep.
Constant fight or flight. So that is like a huge one. And then what we see in the HTMA specifically, because there's a nervous system ratio, an adrenal ratio, a thyroid ratio, blood sugar ratio. What we see a lot of the times is that there is low sodium and potassium, which is interesting because those minerals are like our electrical spark plugs. They sit on the inside and outside of every single cell. So if we don't have an electrical potential, how are we supposed to do anything? So I kind of look at it, if you want to go to like the emotional level of like, okay, we've had this pattern for so long and the body's like exhausted to the point of just like not having enough reserves anymore. And this isn't really working for us anymore. And so the result is usually poor energy levels and like mental fogginess.
Mm-hmm.
And on the physical, like other physical side of it, what I see is like a huge swing in the blood sugar. Like the blood sugar goes way up, which is interesting because like we know we need magnesium, for example, to balance our blood sugar, and magnesium gets depleted with stress. And I think it's interesting that then people gain weight, right? And so the other pattern that I see a lot is with women who gain weight, with Hashimoto's, myself included, where are we not allowed to take up space? Where are we not using our voice? Where are we not speaking our truth? Where are we being shunned or shamed or judged either by ourselves or other people? And I just think it's interesting that the body almost is like, nope, I'm going to take up more space. Like physically, I'm going to add pounds here.
Right.
And so I see that a lot as women step into their confidence and their voice, that it's, first of all, I think from a physiological perspective, their cortisol goes down, their inflammation goes down, their blood sugar balances, and totally. They're able to start just losing the weight. And I think from like an energetic perspective, it's like, yeah, and now I don't have to fight so hard, or I'm not like letting myself be shut down.
Yep. Yep. Those are like such big life like journey themes. Like I think a lot of people, like I was just talking about this the other day, but I think where it can feel really frustrating inside of that pattern is that like it feels like it's taking so long to get that like weight loss and like to get there.
Yeah.
Personally, I like to see it as like, well, it's just more of an opportunity to like work through these big patterns and these things that we need to learn so that when we do actually have the weight loss, then we get to keep it.
I so agree. I also think like, I'll just keep using myself as an example. Like I lost the weight pretty fast. And one of the biggest things that I changed besides the supplements and all of that was I got out of a toxic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Where I had no voice, where my opinion was always wrong. I was never, I could not take up space. Taking up space was actually dangerous for me. So I just think, you know, all my symptoms reversed so fast. And I thought about this a lot, like, well, you know, that was functional medicine. And I'm also like, but actually, was it just that? Because in reality, what actually happened was I got strength enough to get out of that relationship and come back to myself.
Yep. It's that right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I mean, not to say that I don't think I would have gotten the same results if I just kept eating gluten every single day and I was like partying every single night. I think those things matter, but
yeah,
the whole part of it is huge.
Yeah. And you experience that as like an external thing, but we also, you and I both have seen patients and clients who have that same sort of toxic relationship, but it's going on inside internally. It's like you can't take up space. Like you have these really negative mental like self-talk and spirals and false narratives that are just running consistently. That, I mean, it's exhausting to be beat down like that over and over and over again, especially coming from yourself doing it. Like, oh,
tough. Yeah. And to not even really be aware sometimes that you, I mean, it's been one of the more hard things I think about all the training that we went through was like, I was so unaware. And right. I think you could make, you know, the argument of like, oh, is that easier? But then it's not, because you're really being so toxic to yourself every single day. And then there was the stage of awareness, and then there's the stage of healing.
Right.
You know, and then you don't do that to yourself all the time.
Yep. And we were talking about this right before we hit record, but, you know, I think we see this a lot too with moms, because it can be so hard to raise kids. And I think there's also this like really negative narrative right now around parenting and around motherhood.
Definitely.
And I just, you actually, you know this because of like last year when we were all together, but I was really struggling with this during pregnancy because I kept getting this like negativity reflected back to me. And I was like, no, I reject that. Like, there's gotta be a better way. And what's interesting is that my gut reaction to that was right. Because what I realized was that like, we actually have the capacity and the capability to create the motherhood that we want to have. And the way that we do that is by literally doing this work.
Mm-hmm.
Is exactly what you're talking about here. And I'm just obsessed with it and I love it.
I love that for the mom.
So we
pregnant woman on this, actually. It was really interesting because she signed up, she got pregnant like kind of accidentally. And then she's like, can I still do the program? And I was like, yeah, let's work on your mindset. And then what's been cool is like, she's 6 weeks out from labor, and her whole system is so different now. And one of the big things we shifted was that chaos. Like, she was like, I have so much chaos in my life, and chaos, chaos, chaos. And I was like, well, wait a second. Like, it's going to, there's going to be a human you have to take care of. So how do we want to like approach that? You know? And she's like, not with chaos. And I'm like, great. Let's rewire that shit right now. Sorry.
Yes. No, you're fine. It's all good.
I am
obsessed with that. Yes. Yes. That's really? Exactly it. That's exactly it. And I could go on and on about this, but yeah, especially kids can introduce a lot of chaos into the house. So like, if our nervous systems and our body are chaotic, and like our way that we handle emotions is chaotic, mm-hmm. oof, it's gonna be rough. It's gonna be a rough ride.
And to what you were picking up on, I think what happens is then, because to start with like a timeline here, it's like most women are never given these tools. So then they go into motherhood believing this is the only way it's going to be. It's chaos and stress and no time for yourself and all the things that we hear. And then that becomes the reality because that's what they believe is true. So that's the reality that we create. And then that's also the evidence that we see. So then we're just like, well, this is the way it is. And what I love about what you're doing is you're saying, no, it doesn't have to be the way it is.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay. So I love that. I mean, I definitely was like, definitely the pattern of the high achiever and the perfectionist and the type A, like to a T.
Oh,
people pleasing, you know. I made my, you also said too, like that high achievement being tied to like our love and the way that we receive the things that we need and that we want. And I created a course for people who had tied their sense of achievement their sense of achievement with their self-worth.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be great for
people. It was such a big one. Yeah, it was such a big one for me because I realized like, and even deeper in that too, like I started realizing that a lot of like my patterns were around believing that like, because I was doing something well or having success or like achieving, it was worth then like, I was like earning my place or like earning my spot.
Yeah. It's like, I earned my vacation or I deserve this because I worked so hard, and if I didn't work hard, then I didn't deserve it. And interesting how we project that onto other people too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Like, I had this mentor who, for a lot of reasons, there's moral reasons why I don't agree with a lot of things that she does. But one of the things that's interesting now is that at the time I was like, oh, she's not even working that hard and she's making all this money. And I had so much judgment at her. Like, she was one of my mentors and I had all this judgment at her. And now I'm realizing, like, she's just working smart for her so she doesn't burn herself out. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like,
nope,
that doesn't make her any less worthy.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, it's so good. Okay, what's another pattern that you typically see?
With the thyroid people?
Yeah.
Another one that I see that's interesting is stuffing everything down. So I think linked maybe to, maybe it's not safe to express yourself, but I, especially in women, so I'm 34 and I feel like women that are like 37 to 60 that I've worked with, because I work with kind of all ages.
Yeah.
Definitely even more have a tendency of a pattern of emotions aren't like difficult emotions are bad. They're negative. I don't want to be negative. I'm going to push this down. It doesn't matter. Just push through, just ignore it. It's just interesting that I often find that that can lead to constipation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see this like quite often of like people who think it's normal to go to the bathroom like twice a week. I'm like, what are you holding? And then I find out like that they never learned how to express their emotions or that it wasn't safe to do that. So right. There's like stuffing down of like the whole idea of emotions. And I find it's really interesting because those people, of course, are the most resistant to addressing it. But there's something in them that knows that they need it. But
it's like so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just find that fascinating.
Yeah, I really quickly, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but like I had a consultation. I'm like loving this. Like I had a consultation with someone the other day that was struggling a lot with like losing weight and also did not want to go down that path of like looking at the emotions and that and just like really wanting to kind of like hold on to that and like kind of ignore it. And I was like, okay, like this is where like things are not flowing because you're kind of holding a lot of it down.
Yeah. It's interesting. I've had a lot of consults like that too. And sometimes people aren't ready yet.
No. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
It is a lot. But that's a really big one that I see. And it's interesting, like in the labs that like those people often have very low potassium and very low magnesium, which are both like things that help us, like potassium can help us with anxiety and magnesium can help us with anxiety as well, and sleep and rest
and movement
and even bowel movements, right? Like moving things through us.
Yep. I love those correlations.
I've said them a little bit on my stories, but I've never said them on a podcast before. I love the question.
Yeah. Well, I've kind of had this like renewed, we've talked about this, I think you and I, or like we briefly were texting about it, but like, I've had this sort of like renewed, interest or like excitement around the podcast. And ever since then, the conversations that I've been having have just been the coolest.
Yeah, same.
Really enjoying them.
Yeah, I paused my podcast for 7 months because I was really calibrating to this version of myself where I can't see past the new lens. And it's interesting because some people had applied before the break and then I just interviewed them last week and I'm like, wow, I would not have been able to ask like these really deep, important questions about the mental and emotional body before. I wouldn't have had like even the tool or the awareness to ask it. And it's such an important conversation and it lit me up so much to have it on my podcast.
Love it. So one question that I get asked a lot, and I know that I talk to it a lot or speak to it a lot, but I think would be really cool to hear it from your perspective, is I get the, okay, so like, I hear that the mental and the emotional piece is important and that there's this whole like subconscious thing that's like going on behind the scenes that maybe I need to look into a little bit more. They like, I get a lot of the question of like, but like how, like, what does that look like? And I think, I'm not sure, but did you also do some like therapy as well before kind of getting like the NLP side of things?
Oh, yeah. I
Okay.
was in therapy for years.
Okay, perfect. So, how would you describe the how of like how this like kind of subconscious piece works, in your perspective?
Oh, yeah. What a juicy question. Okay. My perspective on this is let's use the therapy as a counterpoint. I was in therapy for years. Therapy's great. I love that you can talk about your issues and things like that, but it's only a very small part of our brain, the part that knows, the conscious part that's talking to the therapist. That's 5% of our brain. What we do is that 95%, so almost the whole brain. So that's like the first part is like why it's really important because it's like such a big part of our brain. And then I think the biggest difference or like the thing that I think moves the needle is you don't have to sit in there. You don't have to sit with us for years to do this work. We find those patterns, like some of the ones I just mentioned that are driving your actions, right? Because those patterns are usually a reason that why you're loved, why you have support, why you're safe. And what we were recognizing is that those patterns have been useful in the past and they are not any more useful. And so what we're doing is offering you a set of tools and helping you to literally rewire your brain. Meaning, if your brain has always gone down that pattern and you recognize that pattern is no longer helpful, then let's change the pattern to something else that is helpful for you. And then by doing so, everything else in your life and your health starts to click into place. And so that's really the level at which we're talking about really retraining the brain to believe whatever it is that you want to believe about yourself or about life or how things are happening in your experience of life. And that's very different. And this is not to like be talking negatively about therapy. I think it's just very different than my experience of therapy, which was a lot of talking about like what happened to me. And we even know now that that can even be re-traumatizing to like talk about like what happened. Not that we want to skip that part because it's important to like to feel what went through and things, but it's not offering necessarily a new pathway forward, a new retraining of the brain, and certainly not the nervous system support too of calming down the body.
One of the really common ways to describe this is that like your subconscious mind is running about 95 to 97% of everything that's going on, and there's only like 3 to 5% is your conscious mind. So we have all, and like your subconscious mind is what runs like our everything right behind the scenes. It's like controlling our breathing and our heart rate. And it's like all these things that we don't need to necessarily think about every day of like, okay, I got to keep my heart breathing. Okay, I need to breathe. You don't really think about those things that are on automation. But the thing is that there's also a ton of patterns that we've learned through our childhood that are also running on automation.
Yeah,
So,
exactly. And that's the thing. That's like it's almost like your phone has all these apps that are just always working for you and running, right? And it's like, well, what if one of those apps wasn't really like good for you anymore, right? And so that is huge. And what we're saying is you can change that stuff. You can shift it. And we're good examples of that, I think, that we've shifted so many of our own patterns and beliefs.
We both and I think the thing in that too is that you like we both have taken that step of like investing in ourselves and actually saying like, okay, I'm gonna go on this journey. Like I am ready to like take that step and like I and it's being ready for it and also being willing to dive in and do that deep work because it's not always very comfortable to do it.
It's not comfortable. I cried a lot, you know.
Yeah, I did
I
too.
cried a lot. And I laugh about that now. Like you're laughing. Like, yeah, like because I used to be so afraid of myself. I used to be so afraid of my emotions. I used to be so afraid of like anger and being sad and anxiety. And I used to have like, oh my gosh, well, I can't ever feel those things. And so I would try to do everything I could to like never feel a negative or like a difficult emotion. What? Like, that's so hard to try to control. That is kind of a little cuckoo, Sophie, is a little bit much. Like, and now I'm able to just, one, be with those difficult emotions when they pop up, and it's for a good reason. Two, question myself of like, do I really want to keep going down this route, or why is this coming up for me, and can I look at how to repattern it if it's applicable?
Right.
So I just feel way more empowered to handle like how life is lifing at us.
Yep, exactly. Oh, it's so good. Is there anything else that you feel like pattern wise, or anything else that you typically see with a thyroid that we haven't necessarily touched on yet? I feel like this has been pretty like,
yeah,
pretty
I think we're
good
good.
and
Yeah,
pretty comprehensive, but anything else that you can think of?
No, I don't think so. I think it's really all the stuff we already kind of talked about. And yeah, I just would encourage the listeners to open your mind to the possibility that this is like, there's more to the thyroid than like taking level thyroxine. Like, it's more than just taking some T4. You know, I took the T4 for 6 months and I felt better, and then I didn't again. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like back to square one. So I
Yep.
just think, take the meds, you know, that are offered if that's what you need to do, but also look at all the other stuff that's out there, because there's a lot of ways to support yourself.
Yeah, I think accepting, you mentioned it actually at the beginning, like you didn't want to accept that like this was going to be your normal for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I don't really do that. I don't really do the whole like accepting that stuff
Yeah.
very well.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. Like, no, I refuse.
No, yeah, there's got to be more, cuz like if other people are able to do it, well, why can't I?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part about listening to people who have healed themselves and built big things and done big things with their life, even if that's like big things can mean anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be like big, big, big things. It could literally be like deciding, taking the big thing of like, just for some of the moms out there that maybe have like careers or are big CEOs, and then they just want to be home, stay at home moms. Like, it's a big shift, and that's also a big dream. Like, that's great to be able to do that, and like to find creativity and like ways to enjoy motherhood. Like, love it. So,
yeah.
Okay. So you have some big things. You have a freebie that's going to be in the links in the show notes here, as well as a link to your new course. Tell people what you have available for them if they have some questions about thyroid health or have thyroid hyperthyroidism or hyperthyroidism, Hashimoto's, all the things. What resources can they plug into?
Yeah, I have a lot. Let me give you the drill so you guys can pick
Amazing.
and choose what feels great for you.
Perfect.
So we have the thyroid freebie, which is a really kind of just fundamental, what do I eat? Like, what are some basic diet and lifestyle things I can do if I've like never even heard of like hypothyroidism or
Perfect.
know anything? So base level, and it gets you on my email list where we send tips every week. And then a tier up from that. Oh, I should also say I do have the podcast, She Talks Health podcast, where we talk about this stuff too. So definitely plug into free podcasts if you're love podcasts. And then I also just created a course. I'm really excited about it. It actually launched today that we're recording this. So it's
yes.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing timing.
Perfect.
It's called She Academy, and it is a educational forum for you to plug into what I have dwindled down into the 11 steps to like thyroid freedom. So we go into the nervous system, we go into subconscious reprogramming and emotional health, we go into the diet, we go into lifestyle, and we go into really this model that I have of nourishing your body and then releasing what you don't need in
So
that.
good.
And so that is the course. It is under $400. So I'm really excited to have an affordable option for you guys out there to
So
plug into.
good. So good.
So good. And if you're like, okay, I know a lot of the things that I think I should be doing, or I'm overwhelmed with like how to do this, or I really want to do the subconscious reprogramming and get the labs, you can also apply to work with us. And that program is called She Thrives, and it is really rad, and I love it. I really can't stop talking about it because it is truly my unique medicine, a gift, and it is a combination of functional lab work, the nourish and release model, coaching with me and amazing associate Carly, on the subconscious mind, on the emotional alchemy. And the other part is that you are in community. So you have a lot of support. We even have facilitators that come in and do breath work and other modalities so that you can really feel like you're in a healing community. And I'm really jazzed about it. So that's She Thrives.
I love that so much. Okay. Well, all of that is going, all of those links are going to be in the show notes. So definitely make sure to go check that out. And I'll also link to your Instagram as well, so people can come over and find you. Thank you so much, Sophie, for being here today. It was a pleasure.
This was so much fun. We have to do it again.
So much fun. Yes, we definitely will do it again. There's so much more that we can dive into, like specifically about like perfectionism and people pleasing and all of those like high achieving patterns, like all the things we can go like deeper into a lot of that. But yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. We will be back next week with another episode. Take care.